Iroh 1.0 arrives and Hetzner's price hike stirs developer anxiety. Iroh 1.0, a peer-to-peer networking library built in Rust, landed Tuesday to a reception of 1,224 points and 371 comments, the kind of welcome reserved for tools the community has been quietly anticipating. The library's core proposition is that establishing reliable connections between devices across real-world network conditions, NAT traversal, hole punching, NAT relay fallback, should not require running a central server or deep expertise in low-level networking. The 1.0 label signals API stability, clearing the way for production deployments. One design choice attracted particular attention in the comments. Iroh uses public keys as persistent node identifiers rather than IP addresses. Because a device's identifier is cryptographic rather than network address-based, a connection can re-establish automatically when a device moves between networks or changes IP addresses, a common occurrence on mobile networks. The practical effect is that an Iroh connection behaves more like a persistent relationship between two devices than a session between two endpoints, a distinction with significant implications for mobile and IoT applications. Hetzner's price adjustment announcement generated 632 comments, a figure that itself tells a story about how closely developers monitor infrastructure economics. The German cloud provider has been a favored option for personal projects and small company infrastructure because of its exceptional price-to-performance ratios relative to major American cloud providers. Community reaction ranged from resigned acceptance to active comparison shopping across DigitalOcean, Volter, and AWS. Several commenters noted that Hetzner still compares favorably after the adjustment, though the margin has narrowed. Others pointed to elevated European energy costs as the upstream driver. A technical post on TimescaleDB's compression approach earned 159 points for its explanation of HyperCore, the database's columnar storage format. Time series data, with sequential timestamps amenable to delta encoding, slowly changing metric values, and frequently repeated metadata, compresses at ratios that general-purpose databases cannot match. For organizations storing infrastructure monitoring data, IoT sensor readings, or financial tick data at scale, the difference between a manageable storage bill and an unmanageable one can hinge on exactly this kind of purpose-built optimization.